This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny Puamanuka here.
Kia ora, good morning.
The wonderful Ron White. We've got my son, Peter, and the awesome Rod.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Peter.
Now, I look upon myself as being a person of interest, not a poni, which is a person of no interest. And I notice my Geelan name and Maori is actually Karina.
Oh, the name Geelan.
Yeah, the name Geelan.
It's quite a common name.
Yeah, and it kind of means light bringer. And interesting, this week I've been associating with the Catholic Church because my nephew, he's the Bishop of New Zealand, and I found that the festival of Nino, which is like this, represents the child, the Christ child in the heart. And you've got this beautiful, mystical black radiance. Because if you all close your eyes, we do have an inner child. Do you realise that? If you look into that mystical darkness within yourself. Yeah. So, and my brother came to see me yesterday.
Which one?
My oldest brother. And he's talking about going to Wellington to the Dutch embassy and receiving medals on behalf of my father who fought in the Dutch war.
Oh, wow. That's really exciting.
Yeah, so it's wonderful. You know, he fought against the Germans and he was in a concentration camp for a little while. Did you receive any medals when you were fighting at all, Ron?
No, I didn't bother to get one. I have one on hand if I wanted it.
Yeah, yeah. And also we've been talking about the fourth hour on my face clock here is the Gadite Simon the Zealot Celestial Man. And what he does is, as an ambassador functionary, here's my red colour, he's a red freedom fighter, challenges social injustice, helps others find freedom from oppression and persecution. We're talking about new creation Gadites. The symbol is the tent. So it's kind of like a traveller. We're going to be travelling on the 1st of February.
Yes, we are. We are going to Waitangi. Yeah. Are you excited?
I am excited. I need to get away from this place and have a holiday and get away from it.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be crashing in a tent.
Yeah.
Camping in a tent.
Yeah, I'll be staying in the bus.
You'll be staying in a bus.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And these common law practitioners, courageous, self-sacrificial, spiritual martyrs, movers and shakers, Simon the Zealot, celestial men as angelic apostles. The feminine is Jephthah's daughter. Practice by location, experience Shekinah glory and chariot of fire ministry. So I go to the future with the New Jerusalem diamond and I bring in the reign of Christ.
One episode you should tell us about how you were a street evangelist in the States one time.
Oh, yeah. I ministered to a lot of people over there in San Francisco, yeah. And I went to Oklahoma, the Oral Roberts University. I was there praying for people. So that was an awesome time. But we're talking about, you know, in the Bible it says a king shall reign in righteousness and princes shall rule in justice.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like angel princes.
More like judges.
More like judges is what we're going to be in ages to come, isn't it, Ryan?
Well, justice defines princes.
Yeah. And it's interesting yesterday that my brother has a wonderful son. His name's Aaron. And he kept talking to his guardian angel. I said, well, you need to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they talked about the Mother Mary. And I talked about the light bringer, the light woman of the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation is about the light woman and the dark woman. Is it not, Ron? Is the bride of Christ.
You've got the harlot church, of course. You know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got the true, the the followers of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Does Peter know his uncle? Have you met your uncle, Peter?
He met him on Friday because we had a meeting at Macca's.
Is he a bishop?
Who's that?
You're the one that's going to the... Your brother.
No. Nephew. He's my oldest brother. This is a nephew who's the bishop down
in Christchurch. So Jack's nephew is the head bishop of New Zealand.
Yeah, well, he's down in Christchurch. He goes to see the Pope from time to time. And
is this the nephew to the uncle that you're meeting?
The uncle. No, my brother is Hank Geelan and his son is the bishop.
Okay.
So, okay.
And Hank's picking up the needles.
Would you ask him if he prays to Mary or does he pray to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he could either be in the fold or could be outside the fold.
Yeah, but there's the light woman of Revelation, the bride of Christ, John. But there is the bride of Christ, isn't there?
But last week you brought up the Trinity, and I do know that the Jehovah Witnesses don't believe in the Trinity. So 3% of Christian followers don't believe in the Trinity.
No, you've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's the God-man, and he's God manifest in the flesh.
The Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints believe that the Trinity is something different from Baptist, Catholic...
They do. They believe Christ is a created being. And when you believe he's a created being, you go wrong track, don't you, Ron?
I was talking to some Mormon sisters the other day, and it's kind of romantic because it reminds me of Greek mythology, some of their teaching.
So we're trying to bring Peter in here. Peter, do you know your uncles, the bishops? Do you know your cousins?
He's met a couple of them. He's met Elisha.
Is he going to a Waitangi? That'll be a great thing for him to go up to Waitangi.
Would be. He could come. Could Peter come along with us?
We're going to bring the children, but this year we've got 3 hikoi coming up to Waitangi. The Waitangi Trusts have 3 hikoi coming through. Our friend Shubs is doing a Heal the Nation hikoi.
Awesome.
The White Crosses and the New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust was going to jump on with that, but it turns out that the hikoi is not going to be... We're not going to be able to meet.
Hmm.
So they've got 3 hikoi, and they used to have like a freedom fighter section.
Yeah, well, I can mediate. When I get up there, I'll mix in with all the groups.
A human rights activist section.
Yeah.
And Tamaiti used to be on that side, and people used to sleep beside, the freedom fighters would be kind of in a neighbourhood. But they're not doing that this year.
Well, I want to meet in whoever's going along there.
We have to make other accommodation plans, that's all right. We can do that.
The thing about Waitangi is that it was based on Christian principles, and that's the only way you can have a nation reconciled. We must hold to Christian principles.
Yeah, I mentioned that the other day about the 4th article, where the Catholics and the Church of England were unified in the English language and the French language in front of Māori, and that gave them the confidence to sign that document.
Yeah. We're talking about the Zion New Jerusalem Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, reigninggrace.org.
Well, that's in the age to come, isn't it? It's not now.
Yeah, but I'm a now person. I'm a kingdom now, so I want to bring in that.
What the age is to come for you to be in, Jack.
Now, William of Orange was a silent Lutheran, because he was known as Orange the Silent, William the Silent, from the German House of Nassau, who promoted religious tolerance, standing against foreign domination and religious oppression. And he was around from 1568 to 1588. There was a 20-year war, and he was fighting for the freedom of the Dutch. There was a war by the Spanish against the Dutch people, in which 600,000 people died. And then there was an 80-year war. The Treaty of Westphalia was about 1648, ended wars, 30 years of religious wars and 80 years of Spanish domination. And apparently my father, he came from Brabants in Holland, and that's South Holland, which is mainly Catholic. So we were influenced, and we were part of that war that happened. And it was an 80-year war, a war against the Dutch Republic. And then the Dutch, they formed a modern state where everyone was sovereign and everyone was self-governed. They stopped foreign armies, protected local laws, privilege, and they promoted self-government. So the Dutch had an influence on federalism long before the revolutions occurred in America and France. It was a Dutchman who introduced federalism, constitutional monarchy, and religious freedom. So what do you know about that, Rod?
Well, obviously, Trump's starting to unfold that, because by going off and plucking out a president of Venezuela, Maduro, and then bringing him back and then letting the deputy take over, that is... So we're at a global level where whatever happened at the national level over 247 countries is now being asked for everyone on the planet to come up with the Westphalia system to peg back what Trump's doing. And he's playing games with it because there's no... solar system jurisprudence there for them to follow.
Yeah, because if you're talking about the Glorious Revolution, where the king was subject to the parliamentarian system and they had tolerance of religion, tolerance of all religions, and you're talking about the free market, productive economy spread across the world in the ensuing centuries. So it was... a Dutchman who started the free market economy.
So
what you're saying, Rod, is that Trump is coming against that free market
economy. You imagine dropping a big rock in a pond and that wave comes out. So a Dutchman sent a wave out. But the Tower of Babel is where we're at the moment, with 3,000 different languages. Now that wave's hit the shore and then it's coming back into the centre. So how do we get rid of the Tower of Babel? Which of the languages are we going to make our law based on? Because if you pick Arabic, you've got a whole lot of things that come along with the religion of Arabic. And so how are we going to get rid of the Tower of Babel and get unity? And Trump is just flying above this and taunting all of the 3,000 languages to get themselves sorted out. Otherwise, they're going to, like Iran, they're going to run out of water, and you've got a week to find water, you're dead. There's 80 million people that are going to be thirsty next week.
So this is a call for going back to the Westminster system.
Yes,
based
it's a
on
global
true democracy.
It's a solar system one.
Yeah.
The Pope has called for everything for the common good, a form of socialism, a pay for everybody on the earth.
Yep.
That will never work.
Yeah.
Well, we spoke his name, so he should appear. Trump, what do you think about the situation with ICE at the moment?
Yeah, clarify that.
So the immigration people are now allowed to shoot to kill.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Yeah, the anti-immigration people.
Because it seems to be the rich against the poor, and they're getting rid of people who are citizens.
And they're dragging...
A bit like the Indians. Apparently they're putting them back on reservations and saying they're not true citizens of America.
It's like the vaccine. They're going into their houses, they're pulling them out of their houses, they're shooting them on site because they don't have the correct immigration status.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Because there should be, if you're a true citizen and you've been there in America, but they're trying to say they're not citizens anymore. So
we call it lawlessness, don't we?
Yeah.
But they call it justice. Well, it's not true.
But they could be getting rid of the underclass because they don't want them in the country and they just want the rich to reign, and they might be using that as an excuse just to kick people who are sort of underclass.
They came into the country illegally under Biden.
Yeah,
well, Biden encouraged it because he wanted the votes.
Jack, let's look at it as a movie theatre, right? So people have snuck into the movie theatre, and an usher's going around with a torch and saying, "Where's your ticket?" And there's a few people that have got tickets that are protesting and saying, "No, no, let the people that don't have tickets stay." And that woman got shot the other day because she tried to drive over an officer's foot and died. She was an American citizen. And this is where the uproar, one woman is killed because she's standing up for the protection of lawbreakers, whereas if you just sit back and let them go through, 20 million people will be ejected from the country because they don't have a ticket. They snuck in. So they should help themselves and quietly walk over and leave the country. And those citizens, let the law do the law's thing, because if you want to stand in their way, there's a bit of lead that's going to go straight through your skull.
Wow. Now,
what do you think about immigration in New Zealand, though? Do you guys sometimes get
annoyed? A lot of people are complaining because we should take care of our own first of all, because they reckon it's about 170,000 one year, whatever comes into the
that's
country.
That's gone up.
It's down really
to
high.
The minus 200, so they've stopped
They're very
that with
selective.
Winston
they want the rich to come here and invest. And but Ron's the rich come here to that. Build bunkers for themselves in case of World War III.
Yeah, so it's kind of the rich and the poor. But here's a prophecy, the end of plutocracies as Neptune moves into Aquarius. It's got here global upheaval and rapid transformations expected this year with the fire horse linked with revolutionary changes. This is last time that Neptune was actually in Aquarius was during the Civil War when they took away all Negro rights in the country and this sort of thing. And Abraham Lincoln actually promoted emancipation or freedom of all people. So it looks like that in the stars, we're in for major upheavals of the poor against the rich and people. You know, we've got the elections this year and we wonder what's going to happen there, don't we?
Well, there's another thing too, is the sun is emitting great solar storms and they're hitting the earth and creating havoc with our weather. But we're never told that. We're told that our cars producing carbon monoxide are bringing about climate change. But actually, when carbon monoxide and water vapour mix together, you get carbonic acid, which is a fertiliser for our ground. But they'll never tell you that. We are kept in darkness. We're ruled by darkness, and the forces are growing very, very fiercely.
Who's that, Joe? Are you saying the people behind the scenes, the control,
yes, of
the
course,
weather and this sort
Jack,
of thing?
That's what your whole programme is about.
But I said to Ron that there are places that we can move to and things quieten down. If you're 5Ks away from another person, their bullet going off and their gun's not going to reach you. A machete, you only have to be 5 metres away and you're not going to get hit.
Yes, but the trouble is you can't escape the heat over there in Australia from where I come from. In a few days' time, it's going to be 46 degrees where I live.
Well, look at the weather now. There's a lot of flooding going on currently in the middle of summer. You know, and it's going to pour down today, so I guess a lot of people's homes are going to be flooded throughout the country.
Do you think global warming is a sign of the end times?
I do think it is.
If you go to Revelation 16, verse 6, you'll see there that the sun burns men, and men blaspheme God because of it. So it's already in play. And we're seeing it today, but it's not the result of carbon monoxide. If we took carbon monoxide out of the equation, all the trees would die.
Well,
right.
I'm just wondering about the roads to Waitangi. If they get washed out this rain shower.
We don't want that to happen.
No, nobody. I know you're all jealous, but no.
Now, in Levin, a 60-year-old man ended up, what did he do, using a gun with his children and the mother of the children. So I wonder what happened there. Was it another murder-suicide or another family law argument?
It's just anger, Jack.
Yeah.
It's anger. It has no place.
And Steve Evans responds to the Royal Commission, the 7AA Guardianship Act, which is based on reducing disparities for tamariki. And it applies mainly to the Treaty of Waitangi, it does.
Oh, wow.
So good on Steve. He's still promoting Families for Justice and working there. And so our families are being separated and attacked, aren't they? You know, family law, the way it's constructed. So the election this year will see one group against another, the takers against the makers. There's going to be an awakening. We've been involved in class politics, which is the rich versus the poor. Identity politics we've had with the LGBT and different identities and real mothers and real fathers. But this could be individual influencers who will influence ideas online. They call it the sub-stackers, who are their own editors. So they're going to have a lot to do with the election, aren't they, behind the scenes?
Well, the thing is, I'm just reading this defamation thing, Jack. So the thing is, if you're broadcasting on something like YouTube and you're talking about New Zealand but you live in America, how are the courts in the 247 countries going to reach outside their country because you aren't in their jurisdiction? So this is why overseas media has such an influence on our election.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say anything here because I'm under the rules of defamation, but other people overseas can.
Well, the UN should really coin on to that, shouldn't they?
Actually, Steve is saying here, responding to the 7AA guardianship bill with the Royal Commission, Oranga Tamariki, politicians and bureaucrats, corruption.
That's been scratched by National First.
Oh, yeah, so they've taken care of that bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice word, National First.
Yeah, a teenager came up with it.
Yeah, it's good. Can I just say something on that, Jack? It's really interesting. Luxton is sort of like the president of New Zealand, and then you've got Winston and Seymour as the prime minister, deputy prime minister. So we technically have got ourselves a little president at the moment.
Yeah. Now, free speech unionists are opposed to this bill. The proposal is not just about enforcement of security. It strikes directly at two basic rights protected under the New Zealand Bill of Rights, New Zealand BORA, the right to freedom of expression and the right to be free from unreasonable search and surveillance. Under the proposed changes, the government would gain sweeping new powers to expand surveillance over overseas online platforms, create an administrative kill switch to shut down digital services, force changes that weaken encryption, and bypass court oversight if enforcement is considered impractical. So they're going to take over big time, even over what you say to one another in the streets, but more so online and broadcasting, I think, is going to be affected by this, isn't it?
If you read the Quran, and I have in English, and you read it at verse Surat, verse 4, you'll find there, it says there clearly, if you find a Jew or a Gentile in battle, convert the point of the sword, if not, take his arm off, his leg off, and crucify him. You know, that's a joke, because how can you crucify a man that hasn't got an arm or a leg? My brother pointed that out to me. So you see, if they took you to court on that one, they could say, but that was a joke. So how do jokes stand in this time of tyranny?
So you're a missionary evangelist of our Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you?
I indeed, and I have seen the Lord Jesus Christ a number of times in visions, and just recently an angel appeared to me and he had a crown on, and he put a robe on one person, then another, and then he was coming toward me, and I understand what that means.
What did it mean to you?
It's the righteousness, the robe of righteousness that Christ bestows on every believer.
So you could become an angel prince, couldn't you?
No. I'm ordinary
to the
Ron,
future, back to the now.
Ron White. Nothing special.
Have you had a dream, Peter, last night?
This was not a dream. This was a vision as I lay on my bed.
I don't remember.
So there you go. God is causing us to grow in grace and the knowledge of him.
Yeah.
And we are being converted, and we're being changed to be like the image of his dear son.
So all these changes, what's going to happen to broadcasting? Broadcast the standards authority bill.
Jack, your job will probably be gone. They'll give you over to AI. Just a flick of a switch. They'll mimic your voice.
They could have a robot version of me, you reckon?
Yes, robot, Jack.
Yes, it'll be all about picking the banjo, Jack.
So, Ryan, you were talking about smoking, addictions, and the haves and the have-nots, and jobs as AI takes over, as jobs are taken over
by robots and AI. They'll be the class, they won't be known as a working class, it's going to be the useless class. They'll be going over to addiction by nicotine, the smokes, and the drugs. And, of course, they'll be kept poor by their desire for their addictions. And we're going to have a terrible, terrible world. There'll be robberies and violence and murders like never been seen on this earth before. It'll be a time of great trouble.
Yep.
And if you can look down down a telescope of time, you will see that's what's about to happen. And it's already happening in many, many countries.
Yeah, well, you've got the anti-government protest that's in Iran. It's led to 4,000 murders by the Islamic regime. And I think Trump should intervene there. They're trying to tell Trump nothing more is going on with the extermination of people for protesting.
Wonderful people. It's just the Ayatollah. It doesn't want to lose control because he's the big shot. And there's a war going on there. They want to replace him, and it's not likely to happen without a lot of bloodshed, and that's what we're seeing now.
So are you in favour of Trump legislating, like, you know, sending troops in there, and perhaps in Greenland, because they want the Monroe effect, apparently gave America right to go and claim resources from other countries.
Well,
so he's going into the Greenland.
Jack, I'm a Christian. And I think prayer is the only answer for all these problems, but they're going to grow and get worse and worse as our nation becomes more and more godless.
Yeah. Can I just say, you answered that question like a politician.
But in that, what we were talking about before, of going rural is important and being prayerful, because what's happening is a whole lot of people are going to disrupt their own country in Iran, and 80 million people are going to have no water. So what do you do as a government? You've just shot 4,000, but you've got 80 million people to get water to next week. So,
well, I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is this. If a nation is hungry, and there's nothing like hunger that causes a nation to fight, and they will go to war against an external nation, one of their enemies, and that's how they'll deal with that situation. It traveled right down time, and it'll happen again and again and again.
Yeah. So it's time for Christians to come together.
No, I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm talking about when the people hunger, they are prepared to fight.
Yeah.
So they will arm their people and they'll send them off to war.
Are we off to Venice after this with our dollar?
Yeah. I don't think it's on yet, is it?
So we go down anyway and just knock on the door.
If you're hungry, I can get a piece of bread.
I see Prince Harry is taking on the Daily Mail paper over in England because he's claiming he's been stalked. And Elton John reckons that his son's passport was accessed by a journalist.
I have so much time for Prince Harry. Does anyone else?
Well, I like him because when he was down at the Beehive, when, what's the name?
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
You lucky duck.
Ginger beard.
I said John Key is a puppet of the New World Order and Harry was standing right next to him.
Oh, very cool.
I'm wondering who Peter's, is there any figure that you enjoy in the world?
Who do you like, Peter?
Yeah, because obviously Michael Merkel.
Love your dad,
I'm just wondering who Peter fancies. Because Harry married a wife from...
Who's your favourite idol, darling? Who's your favourite idol? You don't like celebrities?
Got any posters
on your game? Is there anything on your game that you look up to? Anybody?
No, that's good, Peter. We just want to give you the opportunity.
You need to speak.
He speaks when he's in the car with me. He says I've got a real wild imagination and everything else.
How do you always come across famous people, Jack? Because you've met Tom Cruise.
Oh, well, we're talking 20, 30 years in my political history. I've met all the politicians and everything. And so anyway, the name Karina Gielen means light bringer, light bearer, and my name Jacobus, progenitor of Israel. And I'm a Dutchman. So I'm all in favour of the glorious revolution. And as Rod has been saying, that they have no standard currently. If they get rid of the Westminster Mirror, we're all doomed, basically.
Well, and of course, the nations of this world are led by Satan, as you know.
And, of course, yesterday it was wonderful, my oldest brother coming and we're talking about retrieving my father's medals because he fought in the German war and he spent, I think, about 6 months in a prisoner of war camp. And we're also talking about king priests and standing up for God's rights, God's throne room rights. A king shall rule in righteousness and princes shall rule in justice. And, of course, William of Orange the Silent was a Lutheran. And he promoted religious tolerance and he stood against foreign domination and against religious oppression. So there was a 30-year war, religious war that occurred. And we're talking about 80 years of war against the Spanish. And so he brought in, he was a Dutchman that influenced federalism and constitutional monarchy and religious freedom. So we're talking about the Westphalia
Jack, on the
treaty.
27th of this month in council at 9 o'clock. The dog, the first council is.
When's that happening?
At the council on the 27th of January.
Oh, well, got to be there.
Yes. So one of the new councillors will be chairing that meeting. So we've got to promote things. Here it is. It says where the content that erodes audience trust or misinformation.
From the fringes. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Prince Harry, come on the show. Have a fantastic week.
Okay, see you all.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.